Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Gets a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus December Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Congratulations to Jordan Brooks. He was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
That dude, if he was on a better team, he'd get consideration for Defensive Player of the Year. I do believe that. He wouldn't win from Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett is, as bad as that team is, dude got 15 sacks to this point.
Goodness gracious. He's going to break the record.
He's so screwed.
He is. Think about this. With him being the only guy. Now, Mason Graham is causing havoc, too. But holy smokes.
Well,
Brooks has been all over the place.
Yep. He is he's been all over the place, been a great example, and he obviously is deserving of that after a 20 tackle game. So good for him.
20 tackles.
I think he was the first guy to do that since Zach Thomas with the Dolphins.
Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Whew, he's been a monster.
Yeah,
you know, and obviously, and the thing about him that's cool, rallies the troops, you know, has his teammates back. Unlike
he's the leader on defense.
Yeah, unlike my teammates who mocked me yesterday because
I wasn't here.
Yeah, well, it was you know, Vlad, I was texting Frog Boy and Jennifer and Leroy yesterday about a dangerous encounter I had as a landscaper. And these,
oh my God!
And this crew mocked me. They mocked me.
Vlad. So I'm minding my own business at the house, right? And I get look at the text, and let me get the exact text because I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat.
I've got it right here. This is what
he said. He goes,
Leroy.
What?
I have it right here.
Okay, go.
Tobin Putz just stabbed a snake with a rake. The dangers of being a landscaper.
Yep.
See, it's the look.
I mean,
and the thing is
yesterday
that
he was talking about he's a landscaper
when you've
now.
Been with Tobin for such a long time, yes. You kind of hear the tone in his head, like that he's he's giving out.
He's
we couldn't tell if it was an anaconda or a big worm.
It was, dude. It was very scary, Vlad. And so, like, I had this stare down with this snake. First of all, I had to rescue my dog. You know, because Sunny Bunny, I hear, woo, woo, woo. I was like, oh, because Sunny Bunny's not a barker. She rarely barks. I was like, oh, what's going on there?
So you know something's up.
Something's up. And I look out the window and I see her and she's staring at something. I was like, what the hell's going on? So it was like behind this tree. And then I go outside and I see, you know?
It did like, not do that. I'm pretty sure that's not working. Like,
it was
a bigger deal than it was.
And I was like,
I had one of those in my house.
So the first thing I said, Sonny, back off, girl. And so I shoo her away. You know, she wanted to fight because she's going after it, you know?
So you went one-on-one against Damien?
Yeah, dude, this thing was a demon, okay? And so, like, look, I had to get it arranged. And then my son comes out. Tommy's like, oh, I want to see it. I was like, oh, of course. I was like, hey, stay back. Because things go. And then it starts doing. I was like, wait a minute.
Shit, I was in the sprinklers?
I'm like, is that a rattlesnake? I'm like, I don't think that's a rattlesnake.
You sure it wasn't the sprinklers?
It wasn't the sprinklers. I definitely wasn't the sprinklers. You know, as a landscaper, I'm very in tune of when my sprinklers go off. So this thing was sitting there, coiled up. And then it's going. And so I'm like, all right, I don't want to take you out, little sucker, but if we're going to get aggressive, I'm going to have to do it. And so
Wait a minute. Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm. First of all, this snake was doing all of that.
We ain't having a conversation. He got to be offed.
Well, that, right.
So the fact that you sitting here still being able to negotiate with the snake means that it wasn't nothing but old garden snake.
Leroy, it's one of those things where time freezes, but a lot of things is happening in a short burst. So you're thinking of all these things. So after I rescued my dog from danger, and then I have to worry about my own health and safety. And I said, son, get me the rake. And so he goes.
You didn't even get your own rake. You got your son getting your weaponry.
We're in the standoff.
He's trying to save his dog from danger, but he goes, hey, Tommy, pass me the rake.
Yeah, I said, give me the rake.
Tell Tommy to go inside.
Well, he wanted to see the snake. I would have told him to go inside, but he wanted a part of it. So if you're going to be a sidekick, be a sidekick. So I said, hand me the rake. And so he goes, got it, Dad. And so he throws the rake. And in one motion, I catch it with one hand. And
then, what are you, four?
Yeah.
Wait, he just put his hand up and he just put your hand up and the rake hit your hand like four.
And so in this moment, he's still trying to make like he's a rattlesnake, but I'm like, I don't think he's poisonous. I think it's just your regular run of the mill rat snake, but I'm not sure. So I'm like, hey, listen, if you're gonna act like a rattlesnake, I'm gonna treat you like a rattlesnake, which means Tunk!
And did you kill it?
Well, here's the thing that sucked for him. He got shish kebabbed. So basically, he got impaled, and then I did the twist-a-roo, okay? And then I took the snake out of it, but he was impaled. Now, did he live? I don't know what the regeneration of snakes are.
Did you take a picture?
No, I was too busy. I couldn't document such a thing when I was in the middle of fighting for my life.
I mean, if he's stopped,
you know, life is not all.
He made it sound like he was in Australia.
Look, this is the problem: is you guys don't respect the dangers of landscaping, and so I'm sitting here in a standoff with a demon, and you guys just want to be like, dude, it was dangerous.
Look,
I had to fend for myself.
I told you were a brave soul. How is that not supportive?
Yeah, but like he was the only one, and then you guys wanted to come in with the jokey jokes.
No, I put the dangers of being a landscaper, .. What was the size of the rake and the snake? Because sometimes when you say landscaper, I'm thinking you have a rake this big.
Like
he's out there with a hand rake?
I have a full...
Like one of those small ones that he's just like on his knees.
No, this was... It's a fair question, Jennifer. It's a fair question because you have your run-of-the-mill garden rake. Which is just handheld. No, this was my full-blown, full-size rake, so I could be at a distance, you know, safe from the...
So you were Aquaman, but in land.
Well, no, because I was a useful superhero.
No, you threw your hand up like the rake just automatically hit your hand.
Son, like, get me my rake. Chink! And they're just like, we're in the standoff.
Then you just switched into your full, like, superhero costume.
I was ready.
Caught the rake.
I was ready. And I was, you know, I was ready, just facing him off. And, just, and so I'm just telling you, dude, it was not safe. It was dangerous. But now my lawn is free of danger. So
we're so proud of you.
It doesn't sound like you are.
I ain't buying it.
It doesn't
sound
like you're not buying it. Why would I make up such a thing?
Because that's what you do.
You love that. You love to tell these stories, exaggerate. Yep.
Give me one. Give me one whopper I've ever told when it comes to the dangers of landscaping.
You made it sound like it was a jungle,
dude,
too.
First of all, I'm going to just tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction to the dead rat in your grill.
He wasn't dead.
It was more...
aggressive than
you talking about this anaconda that was probably this is where
because you're making a huge here's issue with the story, which he wasn't dead. He was living in my grill. I hit the igniter and he took off like a napalm rat out of the grill because his ass was on fire. So you would be shocked too.
You could have heard that it was a garden snake.
This is how you have to do these things, Jennifer. There's going to be a time where me and Tobin, we're going to be hanging out with our families, and Tommy's going to be over,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say, hey, Tommy, Remember that snake?
He will not lie to us.
He's not. He ain't gonna lie.
I'll record the story. Well, I can't tonight because I'm gonna be the boots on the ground. But I will get him on the record telling the story.
No, but we don't need you to pay him off
because you're gonna coach.
I don't coach. You can't coach your kids. Kids are honest.
I don't know. Bring him to the studios.
Yeah. I will. You know he'll tell the truth.
This is another reason why we didn't take him seriously.
Why do you guys not believe?
In the landscaping world, the lawn is the jungle.
It is.
Like Vlad. He making it sound like he out there weed whacking the side of the Everglades.
Did you just say the landscaping world?
Well, because they were asking me.
The grass is the jungle?
What size was the snake? And I told them, I said.
Straight from his phone, not me.
This is what I said. I said, it's hard to say. He was coiled up ready to strike. He turned out to be non-venomous, but he was mimicking a rattlesnake. So I'm not here for an impersonation. Could have kept it moving, but he wanted to be the hero. Leroy then says, OMG, you sound like you were in the jungle. Dude, it was a garden snake. To which I responded, in the landscaping world, the lawn is the jungle.
Right?
So, just crazy.
Do you understand why we can't believe nothing this man says?
And then I respond, a jungle for ants? Because, no.
Wow.
There's pygmy rattlesnakes, but they're usually, hey, Victor, I see more of those on the west coast of Florida. And up in Palm Beach.
You guys have seen, though. I've encountered iguanas. I've caught them barehanded before. You know, you're acting like I've never had run-ins with reptiles before.
Iguana is different than a snake.
Well, you know, it's bigger. It's honestly, in some cases, more dangerous. They've left scars.
An iguana?
Oh, yeah. The way they bite, the way they can do barrel rolls.
You're confirming how small
they barely got teeth.
Oh, dude, you're crazy. You're crazy. You don't know the pitfalls of iguanas.
No, I don't have to. Because I ain't going near.
I'm telling you.
And most of the time when I go close to iguana, he run away.
You're missing the point here. He just confirmed the size of this snake.
Some iguanas are huge. I don't know what that has to do with anything. And
how
again,
long was it? Show us how long.
Hard
was
to
it?
Say. He was coiled
See,
up.
See, hard to say. If he was being real, he would actually tell us.
He was sitting up here, you know, probably like a 7-8 feet, you know, something like that. You know, a real demon. A real demon, dude.
You are an idiot. You are an 8-foot snake? Dude, you know what an 8-foot snake looks like?
What is he, Godzilla now?
Something like that.
If you came over 8-foot snake and you hit him with a rake, you're going to damn near cut him in half.
Dade South says, Tobin kills innocent animals. First the possum and now the snake. Yeah, here's the thing, though, Dade South. They're not innocent.
Like conflicting with me, and look at you.
Okay, well, first of all, they're not innocent. They shown signs of aggression, and they're on my property. I have to defend my home, my dog.
Technically, you're on their property.
No, actually, the technically not. Do they have a deed? They do not. You're living in my trees rent-free.
They were here first.
Says who? I've been in that house for a very long time. Those possums, average age of a possum's 3 years. So if your bum-ass grandfather possum was around, okay, maybe. But probably not. You probably wandered from some other person's tree. So you want to live in on the land? That's fine. But don't hiss at me.
Was it hissing?
Oh,
was it?
Both of them were.
That's a defense mechanism.
I don't believe it.
That's a defense mechanism. It didn't work out well for that possum. He said, gotta go to work.
Hey, we're gonna talk some hockey. Doug Plagans joined us yesterday, but it was fantastic. Gotta get you ready for a big week ahead for your Florida Panthers. The voice of the Cats, Doug Plagans, he joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.